The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Welcome to Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. All comments, views, and opinions expressed on this show are solely those of Valerie, her guests, and callers. Now here's your host, Valerie Kirkgaard.
Hey, you're listening to Waking Up in America. We're a radio magazine with dynamic dialogues on life in America. And today we've got a dialogue from a videotape, actually, for you that I think you'll find very interesting. So this wonderful dialogue in this program is brought to you by the Koning Company, drval.com and 42action.org, and also the amazing Patricia Braggs and the Bragg products. Bob Sercosto of the Home Shopping Network says we're doing radio that's changing the world. Thank you, Bob. We were just chatting before the show, Randy and I, about we're going to go after it, get Joe Wallach on. Randy, tell him why we want to do that.
I definitely will. He's all about it. Actually, when I heard him talking to this pastor yesterday, he was talking about in the Bible how doctors are actually commanded in the Bible, Val, and I don't know if you knew this, to live to at least 120 years.
Get out! Really?
Yeah. No, and he said a joke which had a little bit of truth to it, and he said, you know why they don't? And the pastor said, no, and he said, well, not doctors live that long, but pastors. And he said, the reason that they don't is because every Sunday after service, they go and have fried chicken.
What?
Because you're not supposed to have fried foods.
Oh, that's a riot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we're going to bring you the aftermath of September 11th. September 11th was yesterday. Today is September the 12th. And as you know, a lot of atrocities happened in this country where the government actually arranged to go against the people and create a false image and murder a few thousand people while they were at it. So you're going to find our tape. It's actually a video that you can see on the internet, but we're playing the tape part of it today. And I was asking Randy before the show if she knew what apocalypse was. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Mr. Mike, do you know what an apocalypse actually is? What it stands for?
Kind of like civil unrest.
Yeah. Randy, what do you think apocalypse is?
I was staying quiet because I wanted to hear what Mike said. Yeah. And
throw me under the bus.
Don't worry, we'll pick you up and put you back together again.
Well, my thought was, you know, we've all seen the movies, and if you've read the parts in the Bible, like, I think of apocalyptic, like, the grasshopper attack where there's just so many of them, and they're like giants, and...
the attack of the giant grasshoppers. Okay.
It's kind of the vision I have. Something large and in mass, like there's lots of them.
Well, you know, that's really interesting because that really is the common usage of the term. It's pretty much, I used to have this talk about it. Every week I used to, years ago, read something from the big fat Webster's Collegiate Dictionary. It's about 3 inches thick because if I looked up the words, I was always amazed at the original meaning of the word and then what, I want to say, I really think the Illuminati not only changed the Bible, but changed the dictionaries for their own benefit, okay? Apocalypse actually means, apocalypse is from the uncovering, translated literally from the Greek, is a disclosure of knowledge, i.e. a lifting of the veil or revelation. In religion context, it is usually a disclosure of something hidden. Not quite what you're thinking, huh?
No, not at all.
Now, you were talking yesterday about September. What was that word, smish?
Oh, Shemitah.
Shemitah. What is Shemitah?
Yes. Well, I didn't read the book by Jonathan Kahn, which hopefully we get him on air and we do get the book. I'm actually going to meet him next month in Miami at a large event here. But he relates everything to the Bible and everything. He's got like a whole layout of signs and things that have already happened, and he proves it, how it happened. There's plenty of videos and things that have been put together where, you know, they'll talk about the, like, the Twin Towers went down and then there's a rebuilding, and it talks about a certain tree. This is literally in the Bible, and it talks about a certain tree that is planted, and they literally did plant one tree in a particular spot, and so everything is in alignment. And so the Bible actually tells us other things that are coming, and his book, The Shemitah, lays them all out. And so there's certain dates that are coming up that are also in alignment with the Bible, with the calendar that they've said, or from certain things politicians have come out and said, like 500 days from something which falls on about the 24th of September. They say 500 days for something about the
date
environment.
I heard is the 23rd.
23rd, 24th,
yeah.
Or something,
yeah,
from Sunday. There's different
13th,
dates coming
you
up.
Were mentioning before the show, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, typically...
Well, yeah, we're all here still after September 11th, you know, and that was a date that I felt... I didn't even turn on a TV. Radio didn't go to one news station. Nothing.
Yeah, no, I did not need to see that couple jumping out of the building hand in hand one more time.
No. Don't want to hear it. Don't want to see it.
Yeah.
Don't believe their story anyway, so...
No. So, perhaps you and Mike and I are angels. I mean, we're part of Cumulus Radio, for goodness sake. That's about as close as you can get to heaven. It says, as I'm reading the apocalyptic conversation, it says, angels, typically the messengers of the apocalyptic revelation, are described as angels in the Bible, and God may give a revelation or instructions through the medium of these heavenly messengers, and they act as the seer's guide, and God himself gave a revelation and is shown in the book of Revelation through the person of Jesus Christ. And the book of Genesis speaks of the angel bringing forth the revelation. Well, I know Mike is the angel this morning. I know you and I are like angels.
Oh, right.
So, Mr. Angel, this would be a really good time for you to start that little thing that I haven't told Randy what's in it yet, but I think you're going to find it really interesting.
Hi, everyone.
Yes, he hasn't
Philip
been it. Mike, you are an angel.
Called back.
Here we go.
He has an announcement to make that we need to know about, and I think it concerns martial law. I don't know any more about it than that, but let's just have Philip explain it to us. And, so go ahead, Philip, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Gary, for having me back. You know, we're getting to a time that's going to be very, very important for all of us, and I just want to open up real quick with the Supreme Court has made it known that the police have no duty to protect the general public, and that people who don't understand taking responsibility for your own safety often ask, why wouldn't just call the police to stop a crime instead of drawing a gun? Well, for one, a great police response time would be 1 to 2 minutes. But most crimes take place in a matter of seconds or two. Police have no duty to protect me or you. Based on the headline of this article, you might think that this is an opportunity, a new ruling, but it's not. The courts have kept this stance for over 30 years. The Supreme Court has repeatedly ruled that the police officers at all levels of the government have no duty to protect the citizens of this country. It is the job of the police officers to investigate crimes and arrest criminals. We are on our own for protection. Now, while we are quite sure most police officers will help someone in need when required, you feel that you might need protection, that police officers have no duty to provide that to you. Now, having said that, I believe that that was a quote by Dan Cannon, and he's the founder and editor at GunsSaveLives.net. That's www.GunsSaveLives.net. Dan has combined his education and professional background in technology with his passion for shooting and personal rights to create one of the most read Second Amendment news websites online. His articles are also syndicated in the Daily Caller's Guns and Gear section. Now, Gary, what I want to talk about is the United States is about to go into martial law. Yes, kids, we are about to be told that for a moment that we can't do this and we can't do that. But this is not the martial law that you guys are all thinking. This is not the martial law that allows for President Obama to continue for a third term and or a dictatorship for his kingdom. What this is the United States Corporation has been bankrupt for nearly a few years. And now that they are outside by 170 days of their charter, they haven't made a payment. They don't have any rights, kids. What this means is our Joint Chiefs of Staff have divided up our country into eight sections. There are eight Joint Chiefs of Staff. General Dunsford was recently voted in by the Senate and the House Committee as the active chief of the Department of Defense. About a year ago, do your homework, you can find out that President Obama stepped down. He handed over the President's Powers Act to the Department of the Defense. I believe that he gave it to the Department of State. So the State Department, John Kerry, has actually had the power until now. As we move into a republic of the United States, you will find that the bankers are a big part and portion to the problem. These foreign powers have commandeered and taken over our policymakers, our lawmakers, our Congress, both the House and Senate, our governors, all the way down to your local police department, including every state, every governmental office, every city. They are all listed on your local GunsAndBradstreet.com. Now, if you don't like that, and this is the first time you're hearing it, you might want to contact Duns and Bradstreet and ask for the credit rating of each town, police department, governmental office. The more times that you ask about their credit rating, the more it hurts them. So, the same with when you're not really trying to buy a car, but you want to go check and see some, and they all run your credit rating and ruin your score, so next thing you can't buy a new car. All right, same thing for them. So you guys get to checking the Duns and Bradstreet on these corporations. Your town is a corporation. Your police department is a corporation. They're all owned, and they all work for the corporation. These are all foreign bankers, policymakers, judicial systems. They're all foreigners. Do you know that you're not allowed to be a lawyer and have sworn fealty to the Queen to be in our Congress? Well, guess what? I think 92% or 89% or even if it was only 88%, that's still a very high percentage of everybody in your Congress is a lawyer and has sworn fealty to the Queen. This, even the American Bar Association swore fealty to the Queen. Your judicial system, your police departments, they have all committed treason against you. Alright, what's going to happen next? Okay, kids, here's what's going to happen next. There's going to be a stock market crash over the next few weeks, hopefully even sooner, that they'll come out with the new Basel III gold-backed asset-backed currency. The United States Treasury will have a dollar bill that looks similar to the fiat dollar, except for nowhere on the bill does it say Federal Reserve. It will say Treasury Reserve Note. It will also have the word gold on it, or silver. We don't know yet. I haven't personally seen one, but in the mix, we're hearing it's coming. And we expect it very, very soon. That's why I tell people the greatest transference of wealth is coming. And if you own currencies, you'll be able to exchange into the new gold-backed asset-backed currencies that will include the new Treasury Reserve Note. So go buy some if you have an opportunity. Iraq, Vietnam, Zimbabwe, 2008 series, 50 trillion and 100 trillion only. Indonesia, Rupiah, the Afghanistan Rial, Dinar, and the there's a bunch of them that are going to be revalued, some of them devalued. But the point is, martial law is coming. The military has pre-positioned right now, I think is in Boston or Chicago or somewhere. They're having a biohazmat situation right near Fenway Park or whatever. This is all in preparation of bringing the troops in and getting them prepared. So this is happening any minute now, kids. The emergency broadcast systems are going to be lit up on your televisions and your radios. It's going to sound something like this. Beep, 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 beep. Your local emergency broadcast system would like to announce that the United States Corporation, the government of the United States, has now lost its charter and will be run by the Joint Chiefs of Staff of the military, Joseph Dunford. You are now under a period of what is called martial law. However, this is not the martial law that you think it is. Provisions will be provided as we transition into the new republic. And if you stay tuned to this channel and that channel, the history of the United States will be shown so you can understand what has happened. During the hours of 10 and noon daily will be the schedule that is broadcast for the next 2 weeks, stating where you can go for help if you have no food. The banks will be closing. Grocery stores may be impeded, but we hope not. Please stay in your homes for your safety. Okay? These kinds of things are about to be lit upon us. Do not be afraid. What is happening is our military is trying to transition the republic back into where it belongs. Why do you want to give over to a government that has nothing but a secret government streets. The military has in its power to bring in the Republic as safely as possible. Now that meaning that if you're part of a gang and you think it's going to be cool to go steal everybody's TV or every car on the Ford lot down at the corner of Third and Pike, don't do it. There will be help. They've already stockpiled water and food. They'll be giving it out. Understand that with the banking system and the credit system being shut down, that corporations like HSBC have just announced they cannot even pay their employees last week. What I'm getting at is this martial law is not the martial law that you all thought it was. Instead, the good guys are stepping up, and they are going to arrest. They've already told the bad guys to stand down. The bad guys have refused to do so. So, you're going to see the good guys stand up and say, we gave you an opportunity. You didn't do it. You now have the right to remain silent because you have committed treasons. Treasons against the United States, against the people. Please understand that the martial law that is coming is not the martial law that you thought it was. This is not an opportunity for the corporation or the queen or the judicial system to stay in power. This is the martial law that puts the judicial system in check. It puts the corporation of the United States, all the Dun and Bradstreet listed corporations. It gives you your towns back. Your police departments will become protect and serve again. With that, Gary, pray us out of here, please.
Okay, Philip, I got one question. I know a lot of the people are thinking, well, you know, how can we be sure? Is there any way of being sure about the things you've said? Anything to confirm it?
I'm not going to answer any questions tonight.
Okay. Okay. Well, I'll just go ahead and pray us out. Father, we just thank you for what you're revealing, and we just ask you to give us counsel and wisdom. And Lord, I ask that you just touch each person and protect them and give them wisdom and counsel so that they'll know exactly what the truth is and what the truth isn't, and that they'll be obedient to whatever you tell them. And so we trust you, Lord. This is something that you say in your scriptures. Don't go by what you see or what you hear, but go by what the Spirit says. And so we ask you to give us direction, and we thank you for this. And we'll be obedient to the best of our ability because you're going to do it through us. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Philip.
Give me one last thing.
Okay.
It doesn't hurt to buy a case of rice, bullion, and a case of canned beans.
No, it sure doesn't.
If you still have it, come Thanksgiving or Christmas, you can give it to your church or to the local food pantry. But in the meantime, it never hurt you to own a case of rice.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Philip, for this message. And we'll just trust the Lord. That's all we can do.
Yes, sir. That's the first one I would trust.
Well, praise the Lord. Well, thank you very much.
Good night.
Good night.
How about that? What do you think, Randy?
I don't know. It's like, it almost like gives me a little bit of fear. And
really? Why? It does the exact opposite for me. It gives me a lot of relief.
Because I just don't know what to believe and who to believe. And who is Joseph Dunberg? Never heard of him before.
Well, part of what we were talking about with the Shemesh thing.
Shemitah, yep.
I know. For whatever reason, it keeps coming out Shemesh out of my mouth. Part of what we're talking about is the dates that are available in September. One of them is the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, the period that you were also talking about is the I think is the end of that, and it's actually the 23rd of September.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is the 13th of September actually is the beginning of the year of Jubilee.
I think where the fear comes in is because these people don't want to leave, and I would think that they've done enough false flags already. Maybe they're going to pull one more, and it's going to be a doozy. And that's, I think, where the fear comes in.
Even if they did, I don't even know if they have anything left to pull a doozy with.
Yeah.
Okay, they're bankrupt. Did you hear the part about HSB, which is a bank?
Yeah, have anybody
confirmed
it? Didn't even
pay its employees?
I mean, can we confirm that? Does anybody know an HSBC employee that we
check
can
it out?
Yeah,
I've been listening to stuff for years, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this tape made the most sense, and it fit. I look at all kinds of things when I put together this radio show, and one of them is we probably should take care of our sponsors before we go into this part of it. what can I say? We wouldn't be here without them. Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar. Check this all out on the website, folks, and also sign up for our newsletter over there. Don't give me any of this gobbledygook. If you don't want to put in your telephone number or something like that, just don't. Don't put in this XYZ stuff, because when you do, I throw it out. You never get on the list. So fill out what you want to fill out and then submit the form. But we want to thank Kayani. We want to thank Patricia Bragg's Apple Cider Vinegar and a whole line of products that she has. We have Sir Jason Winter Tea. Every bit of this is over at WakingUpInAmerica.com. There are links on the website to all of these different places. And this is the best of the best. We've been through a number of products over the years. We've done a number of things. You get to do Protandin.
Oh, good. Okay. Well, Protandim is the blood purifier, and, you know, John Quinones, he's, like, the best. He did a story on it for 60 Minutes or ABC or somebody, I think it was ABC, and he tried to debunk this product called Protandim by Life Vantage, and you can find the link right on Val's website at WakingUpInAmerica.com, and it took him back to almost like an infant type blood, so clean, so pure, and without the free radicals, and it does it like 30,000 free radicals. It takes out 30,000 free radicals per whatever hour. I'm sure I'm giving terrible stats right now.
Right.
But you get the point.
It's big. what is happening is big.
It's powerful. So if you like to dream, take it. It definitely opens up something going on in there. I like
it. It helps the apocalypse, okay?
That's it, yes. Puts you in a happy mood. It's a very, very strong product. I love it. Take it every day.
It totally is. And so is Aqua Chi, which is a detoxifier. It's an actual physical, mechanical thing. You put your feet in water with this coil, and the stuff that comes out of you will shock you. And all I can say is better out than in. So, Sir Jason Winter Tea, building a strong immune system. Randy Shannon's 42action.org. I always think it's funny when I say it. You know, Randy is not against government. She is against corrupt government.
That's
right.
That's it.
And how long have you been doing 42 Action?
Gosh, we're in our third year now, and it's been unbelievable. We had a phenomenal call last week. People can get registered on our site for free and listen to our calls every single week. Come on out live. You get right to the speakers.
And listen, you guys, you got to go to crowdfunding, and you got to go. You got to go over to the website right in where we do the topic. I have WakingUpFundraiser.com. Go there and check out the Happily 200 Project. This is really, really, really fun. The T-shirts for the project came in last week. Our membership cards will be going out to those of you who have already signed up. We've got like 30-plus members at this point, and it's all about the possibility of living to be 200, which whether you live to be 200 or not is not the issue, really. What the issue is how you see yourself in relationship to time and aging. And this is a paradigm buster, folks. And when you go to WakingUpFundraiser.com, you can actually read about it. And we're using it to also create finances to spread the radio show, okay? we're going to be going from right now, we've got somewhere about something like 10,000, 12,000, 15,000 listeners. We're taking a jump to over 200,000 listeners, and I want to thank the project for that. One of our sponsors has been extremely generous, and they just love the fact of the possibility of living to be 200. Now, I'm 75. I was 75 on August the 18th, and I was hanging out with a friend of mine, Julie Newmar, who's 82, and she's an immortalist, actually. She thinks that we go on forever, and I said, in the physical body. And, you know, that's a question that we ask, and some people think yes, some people know it's the soul. It's irrelevant, because when you take on the possibility of living to be 200, you actually realize, in my case, you know, if I was really lucky, I'd live to be 100 before this project. And so you start to wind down and clean up your life and give your stuff away to your children, and you don't take on any more big projects because you might not, you know, have time for them, or you have to figure out who to pass them on to. When you do the possibility of living to be 200, you actually take on what it is to get yourself better, because one of the most common remarks is, oh my God, if I'm going to live to be 200, I better take care of my body.
Mm-hmm.
And you can. It's not like you can't. You can. We've got products that give you back your hair color. Randy talked about Protandin, which gives you clean blood. Just everyone, 42 Action gives you possibility with regard to the law, and I think that a lot of that's going to be cleaned up. I actually accept what the tape said today. It fits everything I've studied about known. I've studied astrology. I've studied just different areas, and I've been doing this for absolutely years, and it looks to me like this is the culmination, especially. So did you get what tomorrow actually is?
No, I didn't look it up. I will look it up.
Okay, tomorrow is the beginning of the Jubilee.
Oh, yeah, you said.
And by the way, every 7 years is a Jubilee. It's been ignored for a long time, and that's the time in which debts are supposed to be forgiven. So this is also probably when the prosperity packages are coming out and stuff like that, Randy. Go get some El Pinto salsa at Ralph's restaurant.
Hey,
and sit down with your chips, you know.
Out, so go get some salsa.
And chuckle. Count your dinar or your dong or whatever it is that you have, and have that. And if you're like feeling really like a party, then hop on over there and have some margaritas and some great food. Jim is a close friend at this point. We are holders of different ideas and conversations, and we talk at least on a weekly basis and have for years. I was actually referred to him by a woman named Kay, Randy. It's a funny story. And I was in the Albuquerque New Airport, and I was waiting to meet Jim. This was like 5 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And somehow he got past me. You know, I was waiting at the exit of the plane that he was supposed to come on, and I missed him. I didn't see him get off the plane. And I went around and looked, and then I had his number, and I called, and he thought I hadn't been there because he didn't catch me either, and he was actually out of the airport by the time I called him.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, wow. I said, you turn around, and you come right back in.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, okay. And I said, I'll go out and I'll check it, because I checked in and out. I had to go through security a couple of times because I was trying to find him. I knew he was there. And we ended up meeting at a restaurant outside. We've been friends ever since.
Oh, my gosh. And when you went through security, was that like pre-TSA days? It had to be.
No.
You went
I had
out
to go through
TSA?
The whole security check, even though they just seen me 10 minutes before.
So you got x-rayed twice?
Yeah.
Okay.
The whole thing, because I was trying to find him. And so I had gone in and out, and I had left my bags in there, so I had to go back in and get them. I didn't want to lug the bags around when I was running around trying to find Jim. So, you know, I talked to him yesterday, and I think, you know, we made an extraordinary effort. It would have been easy to say, oh, well, I just missed him. I guess it wasn't meant to be. Well, heck, sometimes you have to put in a little work to get what was meant to be. Uh-huh. And marketing with the stars, those are people that will help you get your job done. He's got a good mailing list. They're good people. you want to check out Marketing with the Stars with Ra. He was on, you know, maybe 6 months ago or something. He's a real interesting person and a real kind man. The Galactic Federation with Sheldon and Colleen, I'm on those calls every month. They do calls. And it, what they're saying is fitting this too, by the way, Randy.
Really?
Part of the reason we haven't had World War III is because the Galactic Federation has actually stopped it. There's different things that are happening in space, and right now we're actually being protected. Did you know that?
I've heard that. I keep hearing that.
Okay, so
did Ed Dame say that too or not?
I'm sorry, what?
Did Ed Dame say that? Did he talk about it at all?
No, he knows nothing about it. I asked him. That's one of the reasons why I keep my fingers crossed that Kill Shot
is wrong.
Yeah, he's only well, let's just say that it may have been avoided.
Yeah.
I don't think they're seeing something that's wrong. What I think they're seeing is possibilities, and they're seeing strong possibilities. And when he was looking, when they were looking, what, Killshot was originally 2013, I think, wasn't it?
Yes, I think so.
Something like that. So when they were looking, and they were looking, and by the way, tell them what, you made a reference to Ed Dames, and we may have some new listeners. Why don't you tell our listeners what Ed Dames is actually up to, and we're going to get him back again. Got my fingers crossed on that.
I went to see Ed Dames. He's a former CIA agent, and he actually had an interesting cover. He was like a bird watcher or something. So, of course, that wasn't his main career. That was just the backup fake career, but he actually had to be an expert at it. So
he was also a major in the military, wasn't he, or captain or something?
He was, and that's where he actually ran this very secretive, highly classified operation, and it was called remote viewing. And when he got out early because he wanted to actually expose something that was classified, and he wanted to take it to the masses and warn them. And you can find out about it at thekillshot.com. And I went to see him in January in Orlando, and I've been to a lot of seminars, and he, like, from the moment he opened his mouth, every word that came out of his mouth was riveting. Like, I didn't want to leave the room for nothing. And I came back and I told everybody about it. I did calls on all the information that we were given. And we did that on my program on 42 Action, and then we actually had him on air here, which he was a fascinating interview. But he is
and he stayed on, Randy. He stayed on after the show, and he gave us information. The man is an encyclopedia, a galactic encyclopedia of information.
Yeah. He's going to be in Reno next month. You have to go on the website to get the exact dates, but it's thekillshot.com. I highly recommend everyone go to that seminar, but you better be ready to hear a lot of things that, not necessarily scary, just super eye-opening and unbelievable. It's just like best seminar ever that I've ever been to.
Well, I've got my fingers crossed, and actually on my left hand right now I'm looking at them. I actually did cross my fingers when I said that. I've got my fingers crossed that he was looking at a possible reality. That it's not just him. They actually work in teams, and then they compare notes. But they don't work in teams like all of them sit in a room together. They all go in, and they all have different areas of expertise. And then they come back with what they picked up. And you'd be amazed at what they pick up through remote viewing. I mean, the really good ones, after they've been doing it for years, they can tell you the numbers on the dial on the safe and stuff like that. And they can tell you what's in the underground tunnels and they go there. They're literally going there. When you learn the preliminaries, you work in like 12 symbols, archetypes. So you may do a squiggly line and a circle happens to be a person and different symbols of the 12 archetypes. And they'll show up. It's amazing. I mean, there's nothing like finding out that 80 people in a room, that was how many were in my course, actually were hitting the same target. And they don't tell you what the target is.
Mm-hmm.
In our case, he just gave us two sets of four numbers and said, go for it. And they said they were random numbers, so I'm not quite sure. He said somehow we're hooking up to universal mind. He didn't say somehow. I say somehow. I'm sure he knows how we are.
Well, to explain it a little bit further, what Val's talking about, getting you get a little clue and everybody doesn't know what the target is, this guy would be given information. Let's say we had a soldier that was kidnapped, or a journalist, or somebody that was kidnapped in another country, in one of these war-torn countries, and they wanted to try and find that person. They would give Ed Dames just some details, what he was wearing, who he is, or whatever, and he does this thing called remote viewing, and so does three or four people on his team. Nobody is comparing notes. Nobody is discussing anything with the other. And they will get down on a piece of paper exactly where they see this kidnapped soldier or journalist is. And then the rest, you know, our security teams can go out then and go find that person based on the clues, based on the Google Maps that they have, based on all the information. They can go and rescue that person. He's also very big in finding you know, people. He's like on speed dial, I understand, for like John Walsh, when a kid is abducted or whatever, because they only have a few hours of time statistically to find that person still in one piece.
And he also finds dead children.
Yeah.
And he finds the murderers of dead children. And
yes, he does.
He does it free of charge. So he's just a totally remarkable man. Now, if your blood is rushing or you're a little bit nervous with what we're saying, you should really go to Youngevity and pick up some minerals. And those
are
on the website, too.
Yeah, we have something called de-stress.
That, and also you have... Tell them some of the things that Youngevity has. You can actually rebuild cartilage. That's one of them.
Yeah, we have a mixture of glucogel. If you take glucogel and OsteoFX, it doesn't repair the body itself. It strengthens the body's immune system, so the body fights and does those things. But it's a great concoction. You take those two together, and that's been the result for people, regrown cartilage in 100 days or so.
Yeah.
But I actually was on with Dr. Joel Wallach yesterday on the phone. He was the founder of Youngevity, and we had a phenomenal conversation, and some of the things that he said were to stay away from the bad stuff, the inflammatories, no fried foods whatsoever, no processed meats, nitrates, no deli slices, bacon, sausage, ham, sandwich meats, all those things. And he said something that I thought was interesting. He always relates everything to the Bible. And he said in the Bible, oils were only used for anointing. So they weren't used in the cooking oils and the salad dressings and the mayonnaises and things like that. And so, you know, minerals is the foundational product. And he was talking, I actually had a pastor of a very large church, about 25,000 member church, on the phone with us, and that person has gout. He suffers from gout. And he told him to take, to strengthen the body's immune system, 2 scoops of our minerals every day, 3 of what we call EFA Plus, and 3 EFAs. Those are our omega 3, 6, and 9s, and some of them are supplemented with flax and some other things. He told them to take those. So that was, so that's 12, 12 of the omegas every single day. And something called osteo, which is in the bone, it's for the bone. And he said, you know, you're going to see huge results in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. And the thing is the guy already has a metabolic problem. So it's not like you can go on some of these things and then just get off of them as soon as you see the signs disappear. You have to maintain the body. Obviously, you have an issue, so now you need to maintain the body to keep it in that stellar state, that strong state. So it was a phenomenal conversation. He's a very funny man, very great man. And he said, you know, fish are okay. He talked about eggs, which I thought was great. He said, you know, you should eat 6 eggs twice a day. And the guy was shocked because he has 12 doctors, and all 12 doctors said, no, you can't eat eggs, cholesterol, cholesterol. And he said, no, you can eat 25 eggs a day. It doesn't matter as long as they're not fried. You can't fry them. And, you know, so this guy...
Oh, that's
guy,
good to know. I was down on my son because he eats a lot of eggs.
Oh, no.
So that's
got
very
good
information for me. I'll get off John's back and I'll tell him you told me.
Yes. I mean, Dr.
I said, John, you went through a dozen eggs last week.
Good for him. That's great for his brain. It's good for the good cholesterol.
Okay, so Mommy just got a correction. Thank you very much. And I'm hoping that our listeners are listening here. Look, if you've got any body sensations going on or you're concerned, you should really call me. or you should go to Dr. Valerie, and DrValerie.com, and check it out, what I'm up to. And then you should call me, and I'll give you a complimentary half-hour conversation. I'm at 310-455-8623. Once again, it's 310-455-8623. So, you know, always good to keep a paper and pen handy when we're doing our little spiels here, because there's jewels and gems. You should see my radio notes, Randy. I had actually written down Glocagel and OsteoFix minerals, yep, because that hit me, you know? And
yep,
there's just different,
yep,
things. One of the ones that I know a lot of people that get older, one of the things that happens is their knees. Do you think that's arthritis, or do you think that's something else?
Yeah, it could be the knees. It could be just because the cartilage has already been worn down and worn down. People go run. The thing is when you're young and super athletic, you're wearing those things down, and then you're not feeding the body the minerals. So that's where these aches and pains come in. And, you know, the average doctor, or doctors only live on average, Val, 56 years, and that's because they know nothing about nutrition.
4 hours, by the way. It now may have changed since we first started this conversation, but about 5-6 years ago, I actually asked a couple of different doctors, because, you know, they don't all go to the same school, how much time they spend on nutrition. 4 hours.
Oh,
in
awful.
Medical school. That's what, yeah, I was told by more than one of them, okay?
And the problem with that is then people choose the medical doctor instead of God. Read the Bible. There's so much in there about nutrition. I mean,
and if you really want to get it, get the Essenes are the experts in this, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Not only that are the Essenes experts, they're also easy in a way, because what they say is a small amount of anything won't hurt you. So it's like,
yeah,
we try to avoid this forever or avoid that forever, but the Essenes say practice balance. Okay,
it is
so
all
feed
about
yourself
balance.
What's good. And if you were to have a glass of wine, that's not going to hurt you. If you were to have a scoop of ice cream, it's not going to hurt you. If you stuff yourself with ice cream or you pour wine down your throat, that's going to hurt you.
Yeah.
So it's all about being in charge. And that's what, see, this list is what will make people have happiness at the possibility of living to be 200. Because what's happened is I've got all these people that are like, so blown away by this concept, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then I have the people that aren't. And do you know why they're not, Randy? You know what they're... What do you think the most common thing I hear when I mention this to people is?
I don't know. I mean, I see a lot of people just give up. They think it can't be fixed. Oh, I'm too far along.
Okay, one of the things is they don't want to live longer than their friends. I said, that's not a problem. Invite your friends in.
That's great.
Into the possibility of being 200, and then they can go right along there with you. Why should you hold yourself back because your friends don't, you know, aren't taking care of themselves in a way that they could? You can actually inspire your friends and maybe keep them around longer. The other thing is that what you were alluding to a few minutes ago when you were talking about how when you're younger and you run and you wear your joints down and things of that nature and you're not taking your minerals or you're not taking your rebuilding.
Right.
Okay. That's something they think maybe can't be fixed. But it can.
Oh, it can be fixed. I'm 47 years old. I don't have a gray hair on my head. I don't color my hair. I have no aches and pains. And I work out 5 to 6 days a week, 2 hours at a time.
Get out.
And literally, Val, this is the funniest thing. In the last month, there's one man that comes up to me, and he said to me, he's come up to me 2 times, and I'm on the treadmill, and I kill that thing. I go high, I go low, I run, I walk fast pace. I actually bring hand weights, and I work out my upper body, my arms and everything at the same time I'm doing the lower body. And he goes, He goes, are you a professional athlete? I have never seen anyone work out as hard as you. And then he came up to me last week and he said, I can't believe it. You work out harder than any man even in this gym. So, and I'm just tiny. I'm just little. I just keep it all
from him. How tiny is tiny? You know, I've never seen you in person.
Well, I'm probably about 115 pounds and I'm like pretty firm. Like, I work out
hard. No, I meant height-wise.
Oh, barely 5'1".
Really?
Like 5 3/4.
You are the secret power punch, are you not?
How's that? What does that mean?
That means don't try to catch her because she runs fast. And don't give her a bad time or she'll deck you.
Exactly. I mean, my attitude is way bigger than my height, that's for sure.
I get it. I totally get it. I mean, to me, I would have to say you were at least 5'7".
That's too funny. Well, bottom line is, you know, Youngevity products, we have the protocol, Val, and it's right there at your website for all of our listeners.
Yeah, totally.
Over 900 of what the government, the FDA, and all these other doctors say are diseases. We, like, diabetes is super common. And I heard Dr. Wallach say to this man with a $25,000 or 25,000 people church that he can have them free of diabetes in 2 months or less, sometimes in 2 weeks. And every case of type 2 diabetes, which makes up about 98% of the diabetic population,
whoa.
Yeah.
Whoa. That's very, very impressive. And while you're doing all of that, I like the superfood, Kayani. I actually love this stuff. The problem is I actually had to end up getting the packets because you can get it in bottle or packets because mm-hmm. I liked it so much that I was going through like 2 or 3 bottles a month and really over-Kayani-ing myself. Not that you can really do that, but let's just say that it's a kind of expensive way to go. If you're thirsty, there are other things that are good for you. I just love the flavor of it. And Kayani actually means strong medicine. So when you put all these things together, this is a package that I've been putting together for absolutely, this will be going into our 29th year in radio next year. And
incredible.
I've been putting this together. Oh, my God.
We're done.
He's playing the music. God, he didn't even warn us. This program has been brought to you by Kirkgaard Intergalactic Media. Our radio partners, ConeyCompany.com, Dr. James Murphy, John Denver, Tippi Hedren, Gerald Channing, Deepak Chopra, Ed Asner, Dennis Weaver, Larry Hagman, and Esther Williams, Admiral Eugene Carroll, Jane Goodall, and Jonathan Granoff, 42action.org, and DrValerie.com, and doctors all spelled out. We thank our producers and sponsors. A big thanks to our team at Voice America, Jess Bernard, Nathan Jett, and Randy Jackman, our friends at Cumulus Radio, Mike Vitale, and Ron Simon. Great kudos to Ron Hayes for his 5th year for doing research direction for us, to John Young at Totally Gospel. A big thanks for all the airtime and friendship you have given us over the years. A big thanks to our webmaster, Tramel Hubbard, and merci beaucoup to Bent Migan for our theme music, Almost Ordinary People, which is available to you as a free MP3. Just ask next week, invite a friend to listen, do a mitzvah today, and know that the Jubilee starts tomorrow. And give someone a boost and take charge of your life and go have some fun.
You're not crazy anymore.
Thank you for joining us today for Waking Up in America with Valerie Kirkgaard. Waking Up in America can be heard live every Wednesday on voiceamerica.com, and Valerie welcomes all emails at heavenincorporated.com.
This is for all in you, pouring through. Now your heart is open.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program, brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the hosts or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.